Yes. Yeah, I'm Kendra. Well, okay, I'm sure I know you because you know who I am, but sorry, I'm just drawing a blank. Who are you? Okay, you just think you've seen me around? All right, where do you think you've seen me? Here and there, okay. Yeah, okay, sure. You can sit there. That's fine. So, whoa. I don't even know what to say. I don't know who you are. Welcome to my table. Oh, hold on. My salad is here. Thank you. Did you order anything? Oh, okay. Well, we'll get the waitress back if you want to order something. All right. I guess you won't order anything. So how do you think you know my name? Oh, you heard someone calling me that one day. So I don't really know what to say. I just thought that I would sit here eating and reading my book. I wasn't really planning on talking to anybody. Yeah, what do you do? What's your job? Small talk, sorry. I don't know you. Oh, that sounds interesting. So, how does that work exactly? Okay. Well, I'm a. Yeah. Okay, you already know what I do. So, maybe you've seen me at work. That's possible. You know, that happens a lot where I'm on the street or hold on, I'm gonna take a drink of this. Or I leave work and people come up to me because they feel like they know me because they've seen me there. That happens a lot. So yeah, I'm sure you've seen me there. I remember once I was getting onto a bus and the bus driver actually gave me a big hug because he felt like he knew me because he'd seen me there too. But not like, I don't know, this sounds bad. I don't really recognize people on the street or on the bus or wherever from my work. I see so many people that there's so many faces. I can't remember them all. But yeah. So how long have you lived here? Oh, okay. You know what? I think you've lived here about a year longer than me. I moved here at That's when I moved here, yes. So I moved here 10 years ago, and you already know that, which means you've seen me around for the last 10 years. That's a long time. I'm sorry that I never even recognized you or noticed. I'm so sorry. I'm oblivious, you know, and I think that I'm face blind in a way. That might explain it. What else do you know about me? Because you know what I do. You know how long I've lived here. What else do you know? I'm curious. This is kind of fun. Tell me about me. Yes, that's my favorite food. I do like that a lot. I love that restaurant. That's, you know that too. I kind of feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone a little bit, but yeah, keep going. What else? What else do you know about me? Yes. I love that one. Yeah, that's a good one. So, yep, I love that movie too. That, yes. Okay, so you know me because you've seen me around. Yet you also know my favorite movies, which came out over 10 years ago. So you didn't see me at the theater or anything. Did you just happen to walk by one day when I was talking about these movies? How did this happen? Am I being punked right now? I this okay. You know, this is fun though. I'm still having fun, even if I'm a little weirded out. But the thing is that I'm a weird person. So this is the kind of thing that I'd probably do to somebody else. So just keep going. I want to see where this goes. All right, you know my favorite movie. So that's my favorite band. Okay, you know my favorite band. Do you know how many times I've seen them in concert? Well, it has not been within the last 10 years, so you probably wouldn't. Yeah, okay, I was at that concert in 1995. You know that much. Wow. Okay, so now we're going back 24 years. Okay. Were you at that concert too? It was in a different state. You weren't there. Okay. Okay. What else do you know about me? Yeah, that is my best friend. Yes, and she doesn't live anywhere near me. Who else is my best friend? Yes. And she lives like 2,000 miles away. Okay. Who else? Okay, yeah, 9 hours away. This is getting so weird. I'm still intrigued. See, it's a good thing that you chose me to do this with, because other people would have run out of here, but I'm one of those people who just loves to have a good story to tell people, and I just love when weird shit happens to me, so I'm all for this, even though it's a little weird. Okay. Let's see, what could I ask you that you might know about me somehow? Are you like me in an alternative, like an alternate universe, even though you're a man and I'm a woman? I don't know how this could work in an alternate universe. Okay. So how can I ask you that you might know? Because apparently you know everything about me. Okay. When I first got surgery, that's what happened. Yes, exactly. Yep. I brought a doll. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then they treated her like a patient. You got that. And that's exactly where I got surgery. Okay. Wow. All right. You apparently know everything there's to know about me. So, okay. No, I've got one. I've got a question. Okay. Tell me the date, the exact date, like month, day, year, that I lost my virginity. Go on. I stumped you! You don't know that! Huh, okay. Okay, What's my favorite sexual position? Do you know that? Oh, you don't know anything about my sex life. Okay, well, that's good at least. That's reassuring. Okay. Yeah, I don't really talk about that with anyone, so that's, yeah. Okay, let's see. So you don't know things that I probably don't tell anybody. So you can't, like, read my mind or anything. And you're obviously not, I don't know. Okay, can you name everyone I've ever dated? Okay. Well, okay, who else? You don't know. Okay, so you only know about whoever. Okay. So you wouldn't have known about anyone that I dated, like, pre. I don't know. Okay. You only know about one. Interesting. Okay. I'm putting a timeline together here. So you don't know anything that dates back too far. Let's see. Who used to bully me as a kid, or in high school, or middle school, or elementary? Oh, you don't know that either. Okay. Who do I have a crush on? Ah, no, you're stumped there too. This is, okay. Okay, I'm trying to put this all together, like the information that you know and the information that you don't know, so I can figure out how you know me and how you know what you know about me. Let's see. Okay, what else do you know about me? That's my mom's name, yes. She doesn't live in this state, but I mean, you could look online for that. I guess if you know my name, but well, you did know my name. You knew my first name. Do you know my last name? That's my last name. Okay, yeah, you know that. Do you know my middle name? Wow, can you spell it? Props to you. Nobody can spell that. Okay, that's interesting. But again, this is information you can just find out online. You can just do an online search for me. Let's see here. Do you know? Name the one person that I was engaged to. Okay, you do know that one. Okay. Let's see. Okay, are you just going to tell me who you are? Because I'm kind of done guessing, playing guessing games. I have no idea. Okay, whoa, okay, you're going to tell me you've seen pictures of me. Okay, like what kind of pictures? Okay, like nothing. Okay, not saying that those kind of pictures exist, because they don't, but I was just curious if you'd seen anything that, yeah, okay, anyway. Okay. So this is a hint, so I can try to guess how you know stuff about me. Oh, okay. So you've seen my artwork. Let's see. Where would you have seen my artwork? The only places you would have seen my artwork would be Instagram or Facebook. So, I don't really post much on Instagram, so you wouldn't know all this stuff. Facebook. Do we have a mutual Facebook friend? All my stuff is set to friends only, though, and not friends of friends, but maybe you were looking at my account on a friend's account. I don't know. Ah, a hint. Okay, it's Facebook. So, how have you seen my Facebook account? Wait, do we have a mutual friend? No mutual friends. Okay. Okay, you want me to take a look at my Facebook friend list? Okay. What am I looking for here? Okay. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, that I am friends with that person. I don't even know that person. Who is that? There's nothing even on their Facebook page. There's no picture. There's nothing. There's nothing here except that the account was created 10 years ago. Well, who is this? It's you. Okay, under a pseudonym. Okay. So when did we become Facebook friends exactly? Because I don't remember this. I don't friend people I don't know. It was 10 years ago. That was a long time ago. And I accepted that request. Maybe it was late at night or something and I just wasn't thinking. Yeah, I've never even noticed you in my friends list. Okay, so you've been following me for 10 years on Facebook. Just lurking and not saying anything, not liking things, not saying anything. You've seen every single post of mine. Okay. what in the world? Okay. So I see. Now, how did you first hear of me? How did you, of my work? Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Did you just ask somebody for my full name or? Oh, LinkedIn. Yeah, that makes, frack. Okay, got it, got it, got it. Okay. Whew. So what made you decide to come up to me today and just after 10 years of Facebook stalking me, decide that this is the time to meet me? Ah, you heard about that. Okay. Yeah, well, of course, you're on my Facebook. You know that I'm single now, right? Right. I guess I wasn't in the last 10 years. Okay. Well, I have to say that I appreciate you coming up to me, I guess, and like meeting me in person as opposed to just sending me a message on Facebook when I have no idea who you are. So I, yeah, this was bold. That's a bold move. Something I would do because I'm just as nuts as you. So I don't know if this is gonna ever work out because I need somebody who's very mentally stable to like balance out my craziness, bring me back down to earth, you know? Wow. Okay, you know a lot about me. Can I hear something about you? That's a little cryptic. Okay, wait, you tell me where you work, what you do. Like, is that your real job? And did you tell me your actual name? Is that your real name too? Okay. Okay, I know something. I know something to work off of. So, well, I'd say, I guess I would ask you out or something, but I don't know. Like, this whole situation is weird. And I guess we already are out. What comes next? I don't know. Still, just tell me about yourself. I don't really know what to do in this situation. Oh, that's interesting. I cannot believe that I invited you back to my place. You're a stranger. Kind of, sort of. Well, I'm not a stranger to you because you've known me for 10 years now. But sorry, I'm still just trying to wrap my head around this whole thing. I am. And you know how, like, if somebody who you're not attracted to and who is creepy asks you out, okay, you're a dude, so maybe you don't know this. But you kind of go, nope, not gonna go near that. But if it's somebody who is attracted to you and asks you out and acts super creepy like you've been, sorry, no offense, but they're actually like really attractive and you like are really attracted to them, then you don't really care, and then you just kind of want to like date them or do whatever. What do I mean by whatever? Well, I mean, you're at my place. Yeah. And yes, I'm implying that you're hot. Implying that you're hot. Yes, I am. So I guess that in this situation, we're both lucky that, yeah. Anyway, this is still weird though. Okay, another bull move. You okay? Sure. Yeah, you can kiss me. That's cool. Sorry, do you mind me putting my hand there? It just, I don't know. I wasn't really thinking. I just went for it. It was right there in my face, you know? Is that okay? Sorry. Okay, good. Glad you're okay with that. Oh, I can unzip it if I want. Okay. Maybe later. I know this whole situation. It's still, yeah, but I'm still into this. I am. Sure. Yeah. That would be fine. Yeah. I am totally cool with oral. That's, yeah. Fine. I keep laughing. It's just that this whole thing. But it feels really good. Oh. Okay, stop, stop, stop. So, yeah, the bathroom's right over there. All right. Oh, he is so lucky that he is hot, because otherwise, oh my gosh. This is, I don't know, I hope my head doesn't end up in my freezer. I mean, usually it would be like my head in his freezer, but I invited him over here, which sounds a little smarter than me going to his place, yeah? Oh, you're back. And you're naked. Okay. You don't play games, I see. I guess you've been waiting 10 years, so. Okay. I'm gonna get naked too. I do have a bed. We can go upstairs. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Well, how do you like to, ladies' choice? Okay. That's right. This is something you don't actually know anything about. You're in for a surprise, I guess. No, really, you're not, because... All right, let's just... Yeah, this is not something that I've prepared for. That sounds good. Just regular old... Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Yeah, you can put your fingers down there. That's fine. I like that you asked for permission. Like, that's... I like that. You don't have to anymore. Don't worry. But I think that's cool since... Yeah. I'm gonna touch you too. Oh, is that okay? Can I stroke you? Okay, thanks. I think this whole situation is weird enough that, like, somehow I'm already, like, oddly very, very turned on. And, I kind of just want the main event. Just skip to that because I'm ready. Okay? Okay. Okay. It's bigger than I'm used to. Yeah. Oh. You've been thinking about that for how many years now? I don't know why, but that's totally doing it for me right now. It's a long time to have that fantasy. And I've been fantasizing about you for, like, oh, an hour. Oh, but you flatter me, so thank you. I'm still being weird, I'm sorry. You're being weird, too, so, okay. Yeah. So touch me there. Here. Yeah, right there. The yes at the same time. Yes. 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 What's your name again? Okay. I didn't even get a chance to scream out your name. I'm sorry. That was really nice. Do you want to sleep over? Okay. Yeah, I can get to know you better. All right. Oh, you're welcome. Wow. Yeah. You're welcome. Manners.